Itna sharam kuch. The law is not respecter of any person. The law of nature. The law of exploitation has such reaction, such quality, reaction of such quality, that even the creator of this world, he won't be spared, cannot get scot free. Avinja damangalam, so take care of yourself. Don't measure your improved stage in this relative position. Men, money, intelligence, knowledge of this world, etc. All reaction. So you try. Evam lokam param vidyam nasharam karmani mitam. With the basis of such conception, try to find out your ways, what you select. The permanent plane, in the beginner's life in a permanent plane, or to become heir of a royal family or government, the successor of a mundane king, or to begin a life of a beggar in a higher plane, which is above all these reaction, select. And to do that, the Buddha, the Shankar, they come to recommend the eternal sleep, the dissolution of the ego. But that is negative. Now the question of positive came, positive life, whether it is possible. Ramanujacharya, he brought very strongly opposing Shankara. There is a positive life, and that is in Vaikuntha. You cannot be master, but you, as a servant, if you want to live, there is a plane where you can live. And the service is not mean. Service is noble. Free service, to accept the life of a free service in a fair land, that is nobility, and that is not slavery, as you think here. Already in the scripture, but Ramanuja, in his philosophical discussion from Vedanta, he strongly advocated this after Shankara, the renunciationist school. Then of course Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Shram. It was there in the Vedas, in the Upanishads, in the Purana. But the scholars misunderstood and finalized the faith in inconceivable, infinite slumber. But Adhokshaya, we can retain our identity and live a noble life, but that is of service of the higher, not of the lower. In the lower area, in the name of master, we rather became practically servants. But there, the servants in character, in name, but they really enjoy the master's life. Because all there, no appreciation of unfairness there, such a high position. It is better to serve in heaven than to reign in hell. Hari Arhuksa. And Mahaprabhu took it to the standard of Bhagavatam, that in a loving place, the service in its highest form is that of a very affectionate and loving sphere. The competition is there of dedicating, of dedication. And the noble play all from nobility. Nobility. Here in summer we may in a richly decorated air conditioned room we may find some sort of comfort. But in the seaside, the poorest man, he also gets the facility of air-conditioned position. The poorest man on the seaside, he enjoys the air-conditioned position, but here it is very costly. So the soil is such, the poorest man is not ill-fed there, highly fed in all ways. Plain is such. Katha ganam gamanam nittam kalpataru, that is, there was all words are music. All walking is dancing. Some sort of conception has been given here. The harmony is in such a degree there that everything is fit there. There is a song in Bengali, Semoron Sarogosaman. There may be such a death which one may aspire after like heaven, Semoron Sarogosaman. That kind of death is compared with heaven, a happy death. So the plane is such that everyone, the giver, taker, everyone becomes happy heart, in heart. We can guess that it is built by self-sacrifice and service, not with the idea of exploitation. So it cannot but be happy one, we can conjecture. Here we cannot live without exploiting the environment. And there the opposite, so cannot but be happy. Everyone giving, none taking. Everyone is eager to give. To take, there is crime there. So there everyone becomes happy. And everyone here, everyone is busy to take, not to give. What is given, that is also get with interest in future, sadhga. So no giving practically in the true sense it is available here, is possible here. Such a vitiated place it is. Your giving, your gift is not possible here. All false, just Kalabaj, black marketing. Everything is black marketing here. Whose thing, who gives? All on false basis. ownership on false basis. Hari
Krishna.
Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. That's a key.
Tape.
Yes. Today, we will reach to Santipur by 2 o'clock, to the Ganges, near Santipur, 2 o'clock or so, 1 or 2 o'clock. He is wandering in the meadow, in the paddy fields of this lot of this Bhagavan district bar on this side. It's, it is very astonishing to mark that in the worldly sense also the extraordinary Greek scholar, he is in such a consciousness, consciousness of an infant, so simplicity. When he is coming down from his trance, transcendental world, when it's coming down to this world of sense experience, so to say, then Nityananda Prabhu is so familiar and known, he is just on the front. Nityananda could conceive. So he managed anyhow to so that Mahaprabhu's that trance is coming down, and he suddenly there is a big lake and thousands of cows and buffaloes from the surrounding villages. A graze there, and so many cowboys also. Seeing the cows, Mahaprabhu said, Gokula, go. The cows are there, but men said, milkmen, Gopa, the keeper of cows. So he came to a cowboy. Oh, so many cows together, thousands of cows here. Find this must be Vrindavan. Then I am already come to Vrindavan. I have come. So many cows. Then one cowboy he asked. When they saw Mahaprabhu, they began to chant Hari Bol with the cowboys. Hari Bol. Oh, yeah, the Hari Bol and there's so many cowboys. Then I have reached Vrindavan. I have reached Vrindavan. At least nearby. Nityananda could face this sort of coming down from the trance to this world of conception. He asked the cowboys privately. He taught the cowboys privately if Mahaprabhu, if this sannyasi ask you the which way I should go to Vrindavan, you show this way, road. He managed anyhow. And then Mahaprabhu necessarily asked one, what way I shall go to Vrindavan? Nityananda was already advised, so that this is the way you go to Vrindavan. To Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu is going. And Nityananda Prabhu in the meantime, he managed to just come before him. Then gradually his Mahaprabhu saw the man is going in front of him, and he is in red robe, a sannyasi. Then Mahaprabhu asked, Sribad, kohai, where do you go? You, Sribad? The Sribad, that is a respectable title for the sannyasins. Generally they are addressed by that, Sripad. Sripad, where are you going? Yes, I am going to Vrindavan, I am with you. Oh, is it? You are going to Vrindavan? Let me. Like a infant. That's childish simplicity. Yeah? Then when he, Nityananda guided him to Ganges, the Ganges bank, you see the Yamuna. Then Mahaprabhu thought, I have come to Yamuna. Oh, bhagya Yamuna, painu darasan. What a great fortune I have, that I have got the sight of Yamuna herself. Then he jumped in the water. Of the Ganges, with a shloka chanting, stop. Kabir, Krishna, Karnamurti, son of Sivananda, who wrote Guru Chandra, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, good scholar, a good poet also. Chidananda bhanu sadananda suno paraprema patri dravabhamha gatri aghanang lavati jagat khema dhatri pavitri kriyanna vapurmitta putri. This slope. What Mahaprabhu told, Kavi Karna Ghor has expressed his idea in this Sanskrit verse. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Sun. Chidananda Bhanu. Bhanu means Surya, sun. Chit Ananda, Gyanu, Gyanumaya Ananda. The conscious ecstasy. The sun of conscious ecstasy. Who is? He is Krishna. Krishna, the sun of conscious, conscious sun of ecstasy. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda, he is represented. Who is he? The son of conscious ecstasy. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, Paraprema Patri, you are much beloved of him, you Yamuna, Yamuna. The person for bathing the river. In Vedic culture, one is accustomed to see everything in his personal conception. The water, the Ganges, the body, watery body, but there is personality behind it. The Yamuna, the watery body, personality, every Sindhu, Ramchandra, when he wanted to construct the bridge to Lanka, he made penances, fasting, and worshipping there is ocean, the sea god, the sea god, the person representing the sea. Sea did not catch. Then Ramchandra was enraged and asked Lakshman, "Bhai, my brother Lakshman, give me the bow and arrow. I am observing whole day fast, worshipping the sea, and ask pray him to come to me to help to construct a bridge over him. He may kindly allow, but he does not care to come to me. I am approaching him so respectfully, but I can't tolerate this audacity, impertinence. Bring me, I shall. Make it dry, the whole sea, I shall make it dry. The whole water I shall absorb. My arrow will absorb. Then, at this, the sea god was very much afraid and came hurriedly to him. "What do you say? My lord, I could not understand you. You are Narayana. Now I want to construct a bridge over you. You please don't mind it. It is my urgent necessity. Yes, I shall help you in all respect." So, in Vedic conception of the truth, everything, the earth has got its personal representation, body, the hills, the rivers, everything. Because the other day, as I told, that Tanturajan Marishyeti Pashu Buddhi Mimang Jahi, we must do away with our animal consciousness, thus our identification with the material substance. Independent of material conception, we can live and move every one of us. So, really, in our proper existence, we think about not in material terms, but in spiritual terms. What I see a tree, but when mentally I see a tree, suppose in a dream I am seeing a tree, what did I see at that time? No connection with material life, but I see the color. I hear the sound in dream. So really we are in contact with that conscious objectiveness. That is our diet we did detect. We miss that and come at once to this material conception, that is the physical sense perception. But in the middle, some non-material conception, as we find dream, that is intercepted. We ignore that. So, really, before coming to sense perception, we have to pass through mental conception, that is Tridabhas. And the more accurately, that is Chetan, that is consciousness. The objective we live, when we can live in the conscious world, both the subject and the object is of equal, almost equal substance. So, Mahaprabhu jumps into Jamuna. He's addressing her with, so you are favorite to Krishna, Parapremo Patri, Dravabham Hogatri, but your body is liquid. Your body is liquid, but you are within, the person is there. Parapremo Patri, and you are very favorite to Nanda Sutta, the son of Nanda. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, Parapremo Patri, Dravabhamha Gatri, Dravabhamha, and the liquidified consciousness. Brahma, Jala Brahma, Sabda Brahma, Sabda Brahma means the soundized consciousness. Soundized, what it just as liquidified. So sound, which is transformed into sound, the Brahma, the Chetan, the consciousness, that has been transformed into some form of sound. Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma. Jala Brahma. Mahaprabhu says, the Sarvabhauma, you are worshipping him, Daru Brahma. The consciousness that Brahma, in the conception of Daru, is transformed as if it is in a Daru. And the Jala Brahma, Vajaspati Mahaprabhu, your Brahma, your brother, he is near Jala Brahma. That Brahma, that consciousness in the form, appeared in the form of water. So, Parapremo Patri, Jala Brahma Gati, Aghanang Lavati, you can do away with all the sins of the people. Aghanang, Agha means Papa, sin. You can wash away the sins of the persons, sinful. Aghanang Lavati, Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, Parapremo Patri, Dabhavdam Mugati, Aghanang Lagati, Jagat Khirmudhati. And you can endow the world with Kalyan, good. Auspicious. Mangalam. You can extend goodness to the world. Jagat Khirmudhati, Pavitri Kriyano, Babur Mutraputri. Mitraputri means you are daughter of the sun. Pavitri Kriya, please purify my body. With this prayer, Mahaprabhu jumped into Ganges, thinking that I have come to Vrindavan, and this is Jamuna, and I am taking my bath there with this idea. This day in the year, it happened like that. After some time, when Mahaprabhu, every lila is nitya, all these pastimes are eternal, coexistent. Coexistent. Coexistent in space and time. Not only coexistent. When I was a student of philosophy, I was told that coexistent is the criterion by which we can feel the idea of space, we can know. Space means coexistence. Space is that form of thought which can accommodate coexistence. And the time, succession. Time, there cannot be coexistence in time. That was the opinion. But later on another philosopher came and told her, no, in time also coexistence is possible. How? Now I am uttering a sentence. Sentence. And the first word is kept in mind, and when the last word finished, then joining them, I find the meaning. So, that is there. the first verse meaning is there, and the last verse meaning when finished, then I understand the meaning of the whole. So coexistence is possible in time also. The Nitya Lila means all this Lila, coexistent in time also. Nitya Lila. So, what I was going to say, Parapendavapendakhanangravitti jagatkimudha pavitri kriyanno bhagurmitra putri. You purify me. Oh, then today also we can conceive that Mahaprabhu after his sannyas, as he is passed by this way, and then after midday he will reach the Ganges, and his friends the other day, Bhaya Karuna, they went to Shantipur, they crossed the banks of the Ganges, somewhere there he will cross this afternoon, and reach Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan, and there, after 3 days fasting, he will take some prasadam, which was cooked very ardently by Sita Thakurani, Advaita Prabhu's wife. Very affectionate she was, Mahaprabhu, from the beginning. In the birthday of Mahaprabhu, we find that Sita Thakurani is going with many ornaments to decorate Mahaprabhu Nivas. So today is the day, we may think that Mahaprabhu will pass this side, and there he will take bath and go to the door, and after almost fasting 3 days he will take prasad, and in the evening he will begin chanting, chanting, and Mukunda Datta, he will sing Advaita Prabhu also sing Ki kaha bade sukhi ajuka ananda mor chiradina madhava mandire mor. I am so joyful today, what I shall say to you, my friend. After long separation, the Madhava has come to my cottage. And Mukunda also sang another song. Mukunda was following these 3 days with Mahaprabhu, 4 days. 4 days. Sankranti, Vaila, Dosra, 4 days. Fasting. They are also fasting with Prabhu. Dhangare Kanupa bo taha uri jaun, Mukunda. Anyhow, Mukunda sang at the meaning that where if I get those two pakidana, two wings, then wherever Kanu is, and my friend Kanai, I like to fly there. This sort of song was sung by Mukunda. Mahaprabhu painted, and with the encouraged by the spirit of this song, he rose and began to dance and chant in the evening. Jahan vele kanupav tahan uri jahun Vunda Sushari and there is Ochvidananda, a 5 years young girl, 5 years old. A little more. youngest son of Advaita Acharya. One gentleman came and asked, who is the sannyasa guru of Mahachaitanya Dev? Then Advaita Guru is Kesav Bharati. He is the sannyasa guru. He was speaking like that. Then the boy Achyutananda protested, what do you say, father? Jagat Guru Chaitanya Goswami. He is the guru of all. Chaitanya Dev is the guru of all, the whole world. Of the three worlds, of 14 worlds. You say that he has also guru. You ruin the whole world, I see. In this way, in a chastising mood, the boy is saying to his father, you say that he has guru again. He is the guru of all gurus. He is the guru of all gurus. And you say he has his guru, someone, other one. He will mar the whole thing. That is Achyutananda. And the Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he had so much affection with Achyutananda. He took him, embraced him, took him on his lap. Achyutananda, Acharya is my father, so you are my brother. Acharya Murpita. So you are my brother, young brother. That Achyutananda. When grown up, Achyutananda took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. He came in the Gadadhar life. Six sons of Advaita Prabhu had. The elder three, they went to Smartha Sampada. But the younger three came this side. Krishna Mishra, Achyutananda and Gopal. Three came to Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. The two divided into two Advaita family later on. The Narottam Thakur's poem aiming at the so-called scholars amongst the sons of Advaita. Sei Pashu Bara Duracha. They did not have any recognition for Nityananda Prabhu. Scholarly ego. And Nityananda Prabhu generally he mixed and converted and moved among with the masses. And they were in very vanity of scholarship, this Advaita followers, sons. So Narottam Thakur had to say in a song, Vidyakuri ki kori beta, Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala, Shushayai jagata julai, Heno nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna, পাইতে নাই দৃঢ় করি ধরণী চাই পায় নিধাই না বলিল মুখী মজিল সংসার সুখী বিদ্যা কুলে কি করিবে তার হোয়াট ভ্যালু হ্যাড দি স্কলারশিপ হি মে হ্যাভ এক্সপেক্ট ফ্রম নিধাই না বলিল মুখে মজিল সেই পশু বড় দুরাচার ইজ স্টিল ইন কন্টামিনেশন উইথ animal consciousness, poshu, varadurācā, and whatever type of Vedanta he may cultivate, but still he is in the midst of bad practices, malpractices. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Mahaprabhu. The next day, that is tomorrow morning, Sachi Devi will come in Shantipur. And about 10 days, Mahaprabhu will live there. And then he will, after satisfying his mother and the other friends here, he went towards Puri, and the whole followed him. Here we find some difference in number, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that four this Nityananda, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Damodar Pandit. These four followed him. But in Chaitanya Bhagavata we find another two, Gadadhar and Brahmananda. And the Brahmananda, and it is told that Brahmananda was, and Damodar Pandit was one same. Then Gadadhar. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Gadadhar went there afterwards. So some sort of differences. But generally we accept in the case of difference Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the highest authority. Because it is written afterwards and considering all possible alternative questions. The adjustment there may be considered to be the final. Prabhupada also written in his letter to perhaps addressed to Sambhidananda, when he was reading in London. There is a letter. The Chaitanya, the whole cell of Chaitanya Charitamrita we accept as perfect evidence. And the other books, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangal, or Bhakti Ratnakar, partially. Some Siddhanta from somewhere, geographical description from somewhere, and historical from somewhere. But what Chaitanya Charitamrita has given, that we accept wholesale. To the ethics that one is one Biman, this mundane scholar, one Biman Majumdar. He has written a thesis on Chaitanya Lila perhaps. I am told he tried his best to find out the anomaly in Chaitanya Lila. And that man has he's very afraid of Gauri Amar. And very cleverly he has avoided that. And now and then tried to pinch the Gauri Amar from a respectful distance. He wrote that Prem Vivarta is a book where we find it is published by Gauri Amar. In the name of Pandit Jagadananda. But we do not find in any other place that such book was written by Jagadananda, no reference. And especially all the Siddhantas what the Gauri Amar as present preach, that is to be found in that. In other words, he wants to say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has made forgery. in the name of Jagadananda Pandit, he is